You got to tell me if this guy is brilliant or if this guy's insane.
Okay.
Okay, these two people are dating. Uh-huh. The girl said, okay, I'll go out on a date with you. Finally, she broke down and said, all right, you've swiped left. Whatever. We matched. Let's go on a date. I want to get to know you better. So before the date, he sends her a Google form to fill out.
What?
Yeah, a Google form. And so she's got to fill this out before they go on a date. And I think it's freaking brilliant. And you tell me if you think it's brilliant or the guy's a whack job.
A friend of mine recently asked me out on a date. And after I said yes, he sent me a Google form. Let's go through it together. Why don't we? First
yes,
up,
please.
You've agreed to go on a date with Graham. Congratulations. He promises a good time with your preferences in mind. He asked me what my name is. I sure hoped he knew that answer. When I'd like to start the date. Yeah. What style of date I'd prefer.
See?
Dinner and a movie is what I chose because that's just what we had already decided.
Okay, so he's got dinner and a movie.
Wait, pause it. Yeah. Okay.
Dinner and Imagine Van Gogh. Hike. Or outdoor option. Beach day and ice cream. Skating and hot chocolate. Or a combination of any of the others. So it's kind of like a menu you get at a restaurant.
I love that. I would have chosen, I guess it depends on what time of year and what part of the country they live in. But, you know, who wouldn't go for beach and ice cream? That just sounds like a great day. Even if you hate the person, you're at the beach and you get ice cream. Like, win-win.
Yeah, that because I don't know how to skate and I really don't want to go hiking with you. So I don't want to go to a movie now. So I guess I'm picking beach day and ice cream.
Yep. Outdoors and ice cream.
Yeah.
Discussed, but you know, these are some good other options. I also appreciated that he included other options so I could suggest my own.
So he gave her an other also so she can write in what she thinks would be good.
Food I liked. I honestly clicked all of the options because I'm not a very good at picking food. Nor am I that.
Yeah, so that's good. She can pick from Indian, Thai food, burgers, steak.
I think they should have that for all couples. Like, early in the day, you sent your significant other, your partner, whoever, you know, what food would you like to eat tonight? You know, Indian, Thai, Japanese, diner, Italian.
Vegetarian,
and that way they
whatever.
Click on it. Right. They can click on it, think about it and click on it. That way, when they get home, you don't have that conversation of what do you want for dinner? Where should we eat? I don't feel like having that. You don't have to do that. It's decided early in the day. Every day that goes out to your sig other and they click what they want and they can even any kind of menu at a Holiday Inn or something, you know, click your drink. Do you want to have a beer? Do you want to have soda? Are you feeling like alcohol tonight? Or you just want something a little cash? Do you know what I mean? And even like sex afterwards, too tired, long day.
You know? I don't think you know that yet. That should come later. On a scale of what we should wear for the date, pajamas, active wear, everyday casual, or suit and tie.
Fancy schmanciness from 1 to 5. I just picked everyday casual because I didn't want it to be too fancy, but you know, I appreciated the option. He would have shown up.
I love the pajamas option.
Who wouldn't choose pajamas, I'm wondering?
No, so far you and I are in our pajamas going to the beach.
An address if I had selected it, I'm certain. And then at the bottom, he asked if there was anything he should know. And I included a disclaimer that anything he doesn't say can and will be used in a future take.
So Graham is a guy without a car. Will you drive, yes or no? I love that.
And he agreed. So here we are.
Cooper's a girl without a car. Apparently we're a perfect fit.
So they went out on the date. And then following the date, she gets more.
The city that he lives in, he sent me this.
So he sent her an invitation to the dinner and a movie. What time? Arrival. He sent that to her phone.
Fancy invitation to the date. Please find attached a casual invitation. I said, wow, so casual. An honor to receive such an invitation. super casual. We went out on said date. It was lovely. Uh-huh. And then he followed it up by sending me an exit interview that I never actually filled out. So here's my answers. Exit survey, date night. In the interest of professionalism and giving dating the structure and administrative bureaucracy it is always deserved, Graham has requested you fill it. It was optional exit survey. I see you as optional.
Optional, so yeah.
Here you go. On a scale of awkward to charming, how would you rate Graham's performance? One
how would you rate his performance? Awkward to charming.
That's fantastic.
You know, I would say it's probably like a 4, not because of his specifically awkwardness, but there was awkwardness because it's a first date and that's just how it goes. At any point in our date, did you experience the following symptoms?
like nausea, discomfort, fear of the abyss, butterflies, tinnitus. Heartburn, exhilaration, and that upset stomach. That's hilarious.
Foot pain.
Yeah. Sure.
Cared for, hurt. Oh, that's so nice. Hurt. I really felt hurt.
That he included
brain fog.
Loss of taste or smell.
Loss of taste or smell is good.
Yeah, he knew that she just had COVID, so that's why he put that in there.
What words might you use in a future song or TikTok to describe your experience? There you go. These are the words. It was really nice. Any further comments? Anyway, long story short, I'm dating someone now, long distance, and that's fun. You may all go stalk him if you'd like. Tag him in the comments below.
Yeah, so he went through all that, and now she's dating somebody else.
Right, right. Well, look, he gave her a laugh. You know, I have to say, like, okay, so normally when you said there was going to be a Google questionnaire, I thought it was going to be somebody who was told ahead of time, like, you know, get consent, you know, or, you know, like a serious thing. He's a prankster. That's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. Women like funny guys. I mean, that's why all these hot women are going after Pete Davidson. It's certainly not his looks. So clearly funny works. I'm down with that. I like the idea if it's funny. I don't like the idea if you're trying to be serious.
Okay, so you're taking this guy as cute, not psycho.
If I was single and I swiped on him and I received that, I would think that was hilarious. I'd be like, oh my God, this guy is so much fun. This is going to be a great date.
In our pajamas at the beach with ice cream.
That, you know what? He gave me the option. I love the idea of showing up in my pajamas or pajamas at the movies. Like whatever you want to do. I don't care. Dinner. How about this? The fanciest restaurant possible in our pajamas. Go. Like that's awesome. I love that guy.
And if he shows up and she shows up, you got to go get married if you show up in your pajamas while you're going to the Palm. I mean, come on. You're perfect
for each
other.
Well, let's not take it that far. Hang on a minute. No.
You're perfect for each other if you show up in your
pajamas. Getting ahead of yourself here.
Oh, I'm sorry.